We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Belonged to the husband of the young lady that normally stays in this flat. All nice and clean for when hubby comes back from the wars.
Probably won't come back.
Oh, maybe she won't either. Perhaps she's been wiped out in one of the Allied raids. Anyway, it'll mean we can get out of these blasted uniforms and start looking like locals.
Did you find any medicine?
What? Oh, nothing to write home about. A roll of gauze and some antiseptic. Oh, yeah. And this.
What's that?
It's a bottle of aspirins. It's only half full, I'm afraid. Not much in the way of painkiller, but, well, better than nothing.
It'll do.
You sure you're all right, Lisa?
I reckon we've got so far from the hovel.
What?
We should have reached it by now.
What the hell are you talking about, man? You saw what the streets were like. Every time we tried to head for it, there'd be a bunch of murdering Jerrys shooting down any of the scattered survivors they could find. I'm afraid we've had to allow ourselves to be driven southeast.
Southeast?
Yes, I know. We're damn far from the safety of the hovel.
Oh, no.
Now, look, it's not that bad. The way I look at it is this. The area in which we're in at the moment, Moritz Plus, seems to be in heavily hit in recent raids. Well, I mean, damn it, you saw what it was like outside.
Yeah.
Straw fronts smashed, street signs twisted, scorched, trees blasted to bits, and water-filled bomb holes. This block seems to be one of the few buildings hereabouts that's still in standing in some way. And even then, not all that securely.
So?
If we can get for my patched up man a bit rested, we can take off. There shouldn't be much activity as far as the local inhabitants are concerned. They probably deserted this area. We may get quite some way before having to take cover.
We're still going to battle moving.
Yeah, well, we're going to make certain that we succeed. Now, see if you can stop that bleeding.
Okay. And
when you're done, start changing into these clothes. I'll do the same now, and we'll get Foreman out of that damn silly uniform of his.
It won't matter. You'll be dead soon.
Ah, damn. This shirt won't fit. They're going to try and find another one.
We're going to have to get rid of our weapons, too. The worst part of this, the stands will be as much a giveaway as our uniforms.
Yes, I know. I found something. Yeah, this looks like it might fit. And a pillow slip.
A pillow slip?
I can stuff things like our first aid bits and pieces into it, yeah. Also, anything else worth scavenging.
There's still something to eat in the kitchen. That would be wise. Perhaps some water. I can't push to myself.
Hey, Weston. How do I look?
Like a German labor.
Good. What's the matter with you? You haven't begun to change yet.
Well, I will do. In a moment.
Yeah, well, let's see what else we can do. Emergency survival pack now. Where did I discard my uniform belt?
Oh, here on the floor.
What's inside it?
What? Shh. A wad of German rice marks. Hey, there's enough to last for, I don't know, 2-3 days. Some gold coins here. Worth about $100, I should think. And a forged identity card. Weston.
What?
Listen to this. Guess what I am, huh? A French laborer by the name of Henri Cadieu, assigned to the Krupp and Druckenmuller tank factory there to Tempelhof.
Tempelhof?
Yeah, the aerodrome. Hey, I must say this is a damn good forgery. It's neater than the one our SS boys did for me a few days ago.
Oh.
When this whole little lot was set up, Fagelin, he's the one who didn't pitch tonight. He probably read it. If I'd known then. Well, that I was one of the suckers intended to meet him. Well, anyway, these foreign identity papers are going to make it easy to explain why my German is accented, but I only hope that if we're stopped, it's by someone who can't tell the difference between a French or American accent.
How's your French?
Lousy. Oh, come on, Western man, pull yourself together.
Okay.
You haven't budged since we got here. Now stop sitting there like a lame duck.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
What?
Hey, the ubiquitous L tablet. Nicely wrapped in cellophane. Just in case we're caught and tortured for information.
Could you take it?
Me? No, I'm not the type. If I'm captured and tortured, those bastards will just have to torture away.
I could take it.
Yeah. Suicide, you know that? That's what it is. I wouldn't have thought you were that sort, Weston. Training without...
Could take it.
Yeah, all right, come on now. We better get on with it. How's formally?
I haven't looked.
Well, it's about time you did. Now, I can't think what's got into you, man. Come on, let me see him. Weston, you're in bad shape. Why?
Damn.
Help me remove Formoy's clothing. I want to see how badly he's been hit.
I knew all along. It was bad.
He's been shot to pieces. Wounds everywhere. It's a wonder he's still alive.
He won't let us leave him.
No.
I'm telling you. He won't let us leave him, Bascom. Save yourself.
No. Can't leave him while he's still breathing. I'd never be able to live with it. I'd always wonder.
You're a fool. Formoy is going to die. And if you waste your time waiting for it to happen, slowing yourself down, carting him around, you're going to lose your chance at the hospital. Your chance to link up with the others and get out of here.
I won't leave him.
There'll be nothing left. Have you seen these wounds?
Yes.
The side of his neck. It's ripped open. So's his left shoulder. There's a hole near the navel. Another in his right arm.
I know what you...
And his legs, look! Oh, look at his legs. They're riddled.
No. Help me, damn it, Weston. Help!
Hohenlichen, 75 miles north of Berlin. Saturday, April the 21st, 1945. Dawn.
It is very early, Brigade Führer Schulenburg.
I know that, Herr Reichsführer, but...
These constant interruptions, another pointless meeting, they do not help.
It is in the interest of the Third Reich.
Yeah, indeed.
And of yourself, Reichsführer Himmler.
Well, what is it?
The Führer's birthday. How did it go, Reichsführer Himmler?
Surely you did not wait up to ask me that, Brigade Führer Schellenberg.
No, but the matter of the Jews, Count Falk Bernadotte.
That tiresome Swedish count.
It went well?
No, nothing goes well anymore. So much pressure, never a moment that lets up.
I'm sorry, Herr Reichsführer.
I had to leave the safety of Hohenlichen to drive all the way to Berlin in order to extend my best wishes. It wasn't a lively celebration, more like a funeral. All the long faces, the low voices, murmurs and inquiries about the progress of the Russians.
Most sad.
And the Führer in that ghastly concrete bunker, his left arm hanging limply at his side, eyes vacant, still trying to convince all his well-wishers that the Russians would shortly suffer their most humiliating defeat at the gates of Berlin.
It's not possible.
Of course it's not possible. Why do I allow you to force me into these ridiculous meetings? If it were possible, I would not be seeing people like our dear Count Bernadotte. And that Jew.
Ah, you saw him then.
The Jew? Yes. Once my duty call to the Führer was out of the way, I exposed myself again to the dangers of the torn roads being strafed by the RAF mosquitoes and the American Mustangs, just to keep my promised appointment with that Jew from the World Jewish Congress. What a nightmare.
I'm sorry. I was thinking only of your future welfare. Well, I suggested you meet him at Gut Harwalder after the Führer's birthday celebration.
My welfare? Yes, of course.
And? Well, what happened?
That obstinate fool.
The man from the World Jewish Congress?
Yes. I graciously offered to evacuate 100 Jewish women to Switzerland.
But I thought you... That is when we spoke earlier. You mentioned you might release 300 from the Ravensbrück camp.
100, 300, what does it matter?
The number does matter. It would go a long way toward proving your deep concern for the inmates of the camps. Such a gesture would not go unnoticed by the world press.
Perhaps you are right. It's time I cleaned the slate between me and the Jews. Frankly, Walter, if I'd had my own way, things would have been handled differently with the Jews. You understand that, don't you?
Of course, Reichsführer Himmler. The outcome of your meeting with the representative from the World Jewish Congress. Forgive me for pressing for the details, Reichsführer Himmler, but I may need them for Count Bernadotte.
Well, I generously made my offer. 100 women. But the fool wanted to bargain. So typical of his merchant-minded race, he insisted on thousands of evacuees.
Thousands?
Ridiculous. That Jew seems unable to recognize the temper of the times. To give in to his demands might well cost me my life.
Herr Reichsführer.
If the Führer found out about it, he would be furious.
You allowed him what he wanted?
Not thousands. But I agreed. 100.
I see.
We can give Count Bernadotte some idea of our willingness to negotiate if we word this account skillfully. When am I to meet him?
Later this morning.
I wonder what it will be this time. Another useless diatribe?
He is the nephew of King Gustav and a representative of the Red Cross.
I know. Haven't I already given him authorization to work in the concentration camps, particularly those in which Norwegian and Danish citizens are interned?
Yeah, but that is not what is important. The main thing is to make possible a means by which we can come to peace with the Allies.
Yes. You all keep whining at me to make peace. I have you and the Minister of Labor begging me to treat with the Allies through Bernadotte, and the Minister of Finance pleading that I do it through the Pope. As for my personal physician, Dr. Kirsten, all he does is to keep on at me about the Jews and the concentration camps. as if I would beg for peace through a Jew.
But something must be done before everything collapses.
Of course, I am interested in your proposals, all of them, or I wouldn't bother to listen. And I give in to some other suggestions, but if the Führer were to suspect...
It would be for the sake of Germany.
Yes, for the sake of Germany. You are right, Walter. I suppose it would be best for me to take it upon myself to treat with the British and the Americans. Otherwise, nothing will be left of this country but a scorched ruin.
Certainly the National Socialist Party has made mistakes.
Yes, and I have made a few myself. But even though sometimes I've had to act contrary to my own true convictions, I want only what is best for Germany.
Of course, Herr Reichsführer.
And surrender is inevitable.
Yes.
Someone, preferably a man dedicated to efficiency and administration, has to lead the government after the surrender.
Well, there is no doubt that your gifts for organization and administrative discipline have earned you a worldwide reputation, Reichsführer Himmler.
Yes, as history's most productive executioner. And now that reputation hangs over my neck like a headsman's axe.
Berlin, Saturday, April 21st, dawn.
Boy. Form, wake up, man.
What?
What? Oh, Form, wake, come on.
Baskin. What's going on?
How do you feel?
Feel? Slightly better.
Think you can move?
Oh. I could try. What are you planning?
We've been holed up in a battered apartment on the Moritzplatz. You were in pretty bad shape.
That's right. I was hit.
How are you feeling?
Oh, everything hurts.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not the most skillful surgeon. Managed to patch you up after a fashion. Don't know how long it'll last before you need proper attention.
Oh, it's like damn. I feel like a wretched suit.
You look like one.
Where's my uniform?
I got rid of it.
Rid of it? For heaven's sake, why?
It would be as good as shouting out our whereabouts if we were to wear them.
That's why you got two of us togged up in this ridiculous gear?
Yep. Oh. Had to get rid of the stains as well.
Oh, heavens. So we're weaponless.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I kept the knife just in case.
Oh, Fatlock, that's got to do us.
It'll help. I don't know how. Feel better knowing I have it with me.
I see Weston hasn't got out of his uniform yet. What's wrong with him? Still sleeping.
He's dead.
Dead? How?
I'm not too sure. He must have been hit same time as you were. You know, while you were crouching in the street.
How'd you know?
Well, it's the only time it could have happened. He was acting odd all the while. I thought he was just bushed or maybe scared. Then when we got here, all he did was sit on that couch next to you and mumbles, staring in a sort of glazed fashion.
It happens, why?
What do you mean, why? How do I know? When I asked him to help operate on you, he suddenly just keeled over. I found a wound at the base of his spine. It's a wonder he lasted as long as he did. What with running around, carrying you and everything.
Poor Weston. Quite a pleasant kid.
Yeah, well... That's the way it goes. It's odd, though.
No? Why'd you say that?
Well, I reckon the way you were shut up, you'd be the more likely to peg it.
Thanks a heap.
Have you just got a look at yourself, huh?
Don't need to. I can feel every belly hole.
Yeah, hold on. You look like a fishing net. Weston has one solitary wound, which hardly bled at all. Just shreds of flesh around it, really, and... Well, he's the one who buys it.
Oh, don't be too sure. I don't do the same.
You're not going to do it here, boy.
What are you planning to do?
The air raid ended, well, some time ago. and no one has made an appearance in this section yet. I'm sure I was right when I said that most of the buildings on the Moritz Platz are unoccupied. Which means that we may be able to remain here for, well, I don't know, a little while anyway.
But for how long?
Oh, I don't know. An hour at the most.
And then?
Well, then, we're going to have to leave here before it gets any lighter. Because once that happens, moving through the streets is going to be, I don't know, impossible.
Yes.
We'll have to start hiding in alleyways, basements of ruined buildings.
Oh, I wouldn't depend too much on that.
Why?
So few buildings left standing, I should think most of the population have taken up residence in whatever cellar they can grab. And they're probably refugees pouring in daily from the Eastern Front.
It's just a chance we're going to have to take.
I reckon you'd do far better if you left me.
I've been through all this before. I'm not leaving you. That's final.
Look, I'll slow you down. As it is, I don't feel capable of doing much moving at the moment.
Yeah, well, you're just going to have to try. And I mean
Look,
that.
Go on without me, Baskin.
No. If you're caught...
If we're both caught, it'd be worthy. More likely if I'm slowing you down.
Now, come on, that's enough. I don't want to hear another word.
What about Weston?
Huh? What about him?
Are you going to just leave him here?
Of course. You don't expect me to drag him along with us, do you?
No. Of course not.
He can stay exactly where he is.
Bit of a shock for the owner.
Serves her right for supporting that damn tramp Hitler. She can rattle off to the Gestapo all she likes. They'll only be able to presume that poor Weston took refuge here because of his wounds. That won't get any more out of him. Even the Gestapo can't get a dead man to talk.
Trust you're feeling more rested, Reichsführer?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Good. I didn't want you to be disturbed after your sleepless night.
Most thoughtful of you, Schellenberg.
I must apologize, though, for having to intrude upon you now, Reichsführer.
Why?
There's a phone call for you. I thought you might wish to take it up here.
No, I'm not interested.
It's from the Chancellery. They've been trying to reach you since midnight.
A phone call from the Chancellery?
Yeah, Herr Reichsführer.
The Führer is...
No, it isn't the Führer. It's General Fegelein.
Fegelein?
He says it's urgent.
But what has happened? Fegelein?
Will you take the call, Reichsführer?
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortner.